Jax right now, for the smaller, probably more readily available Jax in that 2 to 5 pound range, 1 to 5 pounds, you're probably talking a something small, I would say, trolling like a XR6 or maybe an 8.
Yeah, 6 or an 8, but also a couple of guys have been catching them on rattle traps.
Rattle traps is always good. Now, to me, it'd have to be like a quarter ounce rattle trap instead of the bigger ones.
Right.
Or what do you think? Do you think a half or three quarter ounce would hit those little ones like that?
I think they would hit it, but I'm going to stick more with the quarter ounce personally, just because there's times where I'm adjusting my speed a little tiny bit, and sometimes that bigger rattle trap wants to sink a little fast on me and get hung up.
Yeah, I don't pull those back as far behind the boat as I do some, because I need the rod to actually be lifting it up as I'm, you know, trolling forward. I don't want it diving down as far. So traveling in the canal 2-3 miles an hour, having a little heavier action rod, not for the fish, but to keep that lure kind of being pulled upward rather than just forward where it can get so much depth, because a lot of our canals only got 4 to 6 foot of water in them.
Right.
So that quarter ounce rattle trap, little tighter rod, which means it's higher in the air. You know, the lighter the action of the rod, the more the rod will bend with the lure, the lower the tip of the rod would be to the water. So I'm trying to use a little stiffer action rod to keep it up higher from the water so it pulls up more. RJ, what's your favorite color rattle trap?
I like that blue and white one.
Blue and silver?
Blue and silver, yeah. That's the one, yeah.
I knew what you meant. I can decode.
Yeah, thank good, good.
Yeah, I have an enablement machine over here. Yeah, I just decode this.
You can tell I'm not in the retail side of it. You know, I don't know the numbers, but I know what I like, and I know it works. And I think for Jack Revell, the blue always seems to do the best.
So you like
me.
The silver with the blue back?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty classic. Robert, your favorite?
It's my favorite one, honestly.
Silver with the blue back.
Yeah, caught my very first redfish on it. Caught probably my third biggest snook ever on it. So it's just kind of been my staple kind of confidence lure.
Yeah, I like the silver black. I'm not a big fan of the silver blue, but the silver black and that bleeding shiner one.
Bleeding shiner.
Man, that one to me is just
awesome.
Kind of looks like maybe a pinfish, maybe, I don't know, but man, I've caught a lot of fish with that one.
That's a good consistent seller for everybody, freshwater and saltwater across the board, that bleeding shiner.
But you guys both pick chrome with blue, so, you know, I'll go along with that.
We should do a show at some point where you pick our three best lures. If you only had three lures on an island, we've talked about this before, but really get down to it and why.
Okay.
Why we think that that's the lure that we want to use.
All right, so next week, your three best lures, if you can only have three lures that you're going to take, you're going to be stranded somewhere.
Or you got married.
Yeah, it's the only three you get. So you got, they got to be able to use freshwater and saltwater.
Okay.
Because you don't know where you're going to be.
Right.
So the three lures have to be good in freshwater, saltwater, and they have to be able to catch almost any fish there is.
No problem.
All right, so next week we'll go into that. Boy, we actually have a topic for next week.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, we're not going to be writing
it. Will we remember that far?
Yeah, I doubt if we'll actually remember to do it, but it might happen. All right. Right now we got a lot of fish along the intercoastal area.
Yeah.
The harbor's doing okay, the Gulf's doing okay and all that, but, I mean, we keep hearing stories, big redfish on the intercoastal, is that still going on?
A little bit. It seems to have fizzled out a little bit this week, but I think it's because of the direction of the wind has made it a little tougher out there along the intercoastal and the passes, so I think that's why the numbers and topics have gone down a little bit with conversations.
There's been big redfish under the docks behind Cayo Costa, Captiva, Little Gasparilla,
Lemon Bay,
Don Pedro, all these islands out there all have docks on the inside where people, you know, park their boats. And those are the places we're talking about. We're not talking about fishing piers. We're literally talking about little private docks. And I would say the best ones are where people have bigger boats tied up. because they always blow holes underneath those docks, you know, as they're just putting a boat in forward and reverse.